Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. If you're hanging out on Spotify or Apple, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your continued support on the audio platform. For those of you who are joining me on YouTube, thank you as well for your support. We are sponsored by Remy Martin, Team Up for Excellence. Get yourself a Remy cocktail this week and enjoy yourself. A little Remy and ginger beer, you'll be good to go. I promise. Here's what I want to get into. As some of you know, maybe not all of you, because I don't expect that everyone is on every single platform that a person is on all the time. I've been on vacation, and I'm still on vacation from the score. It worked out with President's Day. I took 2 weeks off, and then you get an extra day because of President's Day, and then I work the day after the Super Bowl, so it feels a lot longer than it actually is, but it's really just 2 weeks. Since I am really the only employee of House of L, I couldn't take 2 weeks off from House of L, so I'm going to be putting some content out over the next few days, a lot of content, as a matter of fact, because I've had a lot of time to think about things. Enjoy myself while I was on vacation. I spent a little bit of time in Arizona, and that was great. It was great to go and like clear your head and think of some things and come up with some ideas and maybe plan out what the next 6 months of your life or 12 months of your life is going to be like. Those are good times to be thinking about some of that stuff. But what I also did is that after taking a break from sports overall, like there was, from the time that I left the studio after the Monday show till probably Friday, I didn't do any sportsing. I did a lot of Star Trekking, actually. I spent a lot of time on that Paramount app watching all of the different Star Trek shows, and it's comfort food for me. Like, I love Star Trek. I didn't realize how good Enterprise was. I didn't give it a fair enough shot on its first run. And now while I'm watching it, I'm really enjoying it. And you can pick apart some of the other series, but that's how I've been spending my time. Until we got to Saturday night and All-Star Weekend, that's when I checked back in. I guess I saw a little bit of the celebrity game, and I know that for some of us, those of us of a certain age, as you can tell by this, sometimes you go, wait, who are these people and why are they famous and why are they in a game? And I know with each generation that becomes an issue. And that's our issue. That's not for the youngins who know who this person is because this person is on TikTok or know who this person is. That's on us. But I will say that Saturday night was disappointing. I tuned in specifically to watch Modest Buzelis in the dunk contest. And I love Mac McClung. And I know that he's always got something in his bag for us. So I'm like, all right, Modest is, he's the tallest guy in this thing. And we've seen him dunk during games. And I could tell when he bounced the ball, I could tell, I was like, ooh, that ball is flat, or it's a dead spot on the floor. But then as you see him bouncing more, you're like, oh, no, that's a flat ball. And he's not going to be able to do what he wanted to do in the dunk contest because of it. And then I'm just sitting there like, Modest, switch to another dunk just so you can get on the board. Just do a reverse, do a 360 just to get yourself a 45. To give yourself a chance, but he kept trying it, and it did not go well. Mac McClung made All-Star Weekend for me. I find him to be so intriguing because he's a borderline NBA player, but he's clearly studied the art of dunking, and I think he's made more money as a dunk artist than he has as an NBA player. So, because he hasn't played a lot, I hope he continues to improve and hopefully he'll get a shot. He's a bucket down in the G League, but that's the G League. How do you project out to the NBA? But shout out to him. He makes it a lot of fun. Here's the thing about All-Star Weekend for me. And there was a little too much ha-ha and ki-ki in for me on all of the stuff that I saw, whether it was the celebrity game or All-Star Saturday night, and then, of course, whatever that was on Sunday, the All-Star game. NBA All-Star Weekend has become a thing. And it's a thing beyond the spectacle that you see on TNT every year, and now it'll be on NBC going forward, I guess. It's a whole thing. People will schedule out the NBA All-Star. There's money in the building. You know, people go out and they want to go to the parties and all of the stuff and be seen and see and all that stuff. And I think that we have gotten to a point with the NBA overall where the thought of the NBA is sometimes greater than the actual NBA. And I know I'm not breaking ground with this. Other people have been discussing it. Folks, Draymond was talking about it. Kevin Durant was talking about it. The conclusion that I came to is that anyone who has a criticism of how All-Star Weekend goes with the NBA, everything that I've heard and seen, I think everyone's right. It's not good. It's not entertaining. And I do think that some of it is because it's become less serious. To all of us, everyone involved, fans of the NBA, NBA players, NBA broadcasters, NBA reporters, it's become like what stories were broken out of NBA? Like, we've now gotten to the place where we're covering the event as an event instead of what are we doing to further storylines, do good reporting on teams, and maybe getting a chance to talk to players that you don't ordinarily get a chance to talk to in long form. It just kind of seems like a whole weekend of grab ass, and that's okay. That's all right. When you have big stuff like this, it's supposed to be like there's supposed to be a carnival like festival to it. Let me just, and if you remember, and if you didn't, you can go back and check out my episode about covering Media Day at the Super Bowl. The NFL has figured out how to almost separate the carnival from everything else. That there is a night that is specifically for the carnival. And then you get back to the business of football, and then you get yourself a Super Bowl. Not. The difference, of course, is you're talking about the end of a season and a championship being held out versus guys hanging out and celebrating their accomplishments, which are great and are grand. But I think that because of the way that NBA All-Star Weekend is viewed, it's become less serious. Now, I do like that players pushed back and said, look, we need days off if we're going to go and be there. And they've gotten them. The NBA isn't back until tonight. Even guys that played in the game get 3 days off, which I think is the way to go on this. And that's the way that it should be done going forward. They also, unfortunately, have the juxtaposition of this Four Nations thing that's going on with the NHL, which is really cool. I'm looking forward to watching USA versus Canada for all sorts of reasons tonight, including I put a bet down. I put a bet on the over. And I just felt like that was the more fun bet. The over was 5.5. And a lot of people I've seen projecting this game are saying USA wins 4-2. So I'm like, all right, let's go with that. Didn't put a lot on it, but I'm going to watch it. But I was going to watch it with regardless of betting on it. But back to the NBA, when you have this comparison of this thing that people are going all out in the Four Nations, guys are fighting. They're going all out. And then on the flip side of it, you have guys not trying, the rules being weird, What is it that you're actually doing? Is this a real celebration? I agree with my friend, my good friend Trista Crick. She was talking about it with Cam and Mace, and she was talking about Kevin Hart. And I agree. Like, it's time to put Kevin Hart away. And I enjoy Kevin Hart. I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny in stand-up, and I think he's really good in his movies. But that's what I mean by, like, the carnival aspect of it. Where if you're Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and you're like, yo, man, like, why is this guy, like, I'm probably going to be MVP of the league this year, and why do I have to take shit from this dude? It's one thing if it's someone doing a talk show, but not on the actual NBA broadcast. Like, that's a bad look. But to me, it goes back to the idea of we don't take this seriously. And that's partly the players' fault, too, that they've turned it into its part fashion show. Like, think back. Let's go back to the All-Star game where the guys are dancing and Derrick Rose is not dancing. Now, Derrick has said, he's like, I didn't know that that's what they were doing. I wasn't really, like, feeling the vibe, and I felt a little bit out of place. I wish I would have known that they would have done it, and maybe I would have joined in. But that feeling of awkwardness is exactly how all of us feel now, even the players. Because the players are like, wow, this has kind of gotten out of hand. Basically, the NBA All-Star Weekend was the, like, LeBron and the dudes dancing, and all of us are Derrick Rose being like, okay, this is what we're doing. We're just going to dance. That's it. And it's not serious, but it's also not serious because players aren't doing their part to make it special.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I get that the season is long and your feet probably hurt. But the special part of it, the competitive nature, and guys get to see each other a couple times a year now and play against each other for real, real stakes. And I understand that too. Usually what would happen is they goof around. Guys would goof around for three quarters. You're throwing alley-oops. You're throwing, you know, stuff off the backboard from half court, all sorts of weird stuff. And then the fourth quarter would come, and then guys would play. Like, the game would probably be close. You know, it's 186 to 184 going into the fourth quarter, and then guys are like, okay, let's play it for real now and see how this goes. And that seems to be gone. There's a lot of momentum for a 1v1 tournament. And that's cool. I would watch that. It'd be interesting to see, especially with some of the size differential between players. Like, think about in a 1v1, Jokic versus Ja Morant. Like, what does that look like? That could be a lot of fun for us to see. I ran into an NBA champ and an NBA All-Star last night. And I asked this person, I said, if they do 1v1, how much do you think it would the winner have to get for it to even be interesting? And so this guy broke it down for me. He's like, look, you got guys making $50 million a year. So, you know, a half a mil is not going to get it done. I said, so give me the floor. What's the minimum? He said $5 million. $5 million to the winner, because that is life-changing money still, even for NBA players. And I said, I was thinking closer to 10. And he kind of said, look, $10 million should probably be the pool, like the amount of money that you give to you spread out between the four that make it to the semifinal, but $5 million should probably get everyone's best effort. And maybe you do add in some non-all-star wild cards in case there were snubs to be in it. But the thing is, and I know that some people are going to look at the ratings of it. And while I think ratings are important for a lot of different reasons, they're not important to the health and well-being of some of these leagues. And let me explain what I mean. The NBA just signed, what, a $7 billion television deal? Now, granted, it's with the expectation that you're going to give viewership if you're NBC and ESPN. But the truth is that that's already baked in. Everyone wants live content. They want active eyeballs on. And the NBA allows that. It has the amount of inventory that it has. 30 teams, 82 games, high level of interest overall. And I'll get back to that in a minute. The league is financially fine, but its spirit and its soul seems to be crippled a little bit. And this was another example of it. How do you get it back on track? I don't know. And it's weird to me because I think Adam Silver, without doing anything scandalous, because usually that's what ruins people, without doing anything scandalous, has fallen in terms of level of respect for what it is he does as a commissioner. And he needs to start getting creative. But the problem is that there still needs to be some guardrails inside of the creativity. And that's where I think the problem is that it's just kind of been do whatever. And that's what All-Star Weekend has turned into. Just do whatever. Like, let's do this, and we'll get this. This person has 20 million followers, and let's get them, and we're going to do a whole thing. And they've gotten away from the essence of it. Look, I'm biased. You know how I feel about the city of Chicago. You know how I feel about Chicago basketball as an entity. 2020, we got it right. The All-Star game here set the right tone for how All-Star weekend should go. Now, not everyone has someone as eloquent as Common to come and speak for them, but you can find people, especially in the Bay, that can speak eloquently on what basketball in the Bay is like. I spent a lot of time that weekend going around to different things that were happening in the community, seeing Bill Russell at St. Sabina and seeing like the reverence that people had for Bill Russell as he, like, the gym went silent when Bill Russell came in. And then when he got to his seat, people stood up and applauded. That's the thing that the NBA is missing. It's been a little too jokey lately, and not enough. Look at this game. Look at what it's produced. Look at what it's capable of when it's at its highest form. The artistry of this game, when it's at its absolute highest form, they've gotten away from that. And because they've gotten away from that, you end up in this space of this carnival-like atmosphere. And the ratings part of it, this is where I think Kevin Durant is right. Kevin Durant has said that people are more concerned about talking about the NBA than the NBA. And he's right. He's right. Now, there's been some romanticizing about that. Like, that's the sexy part of the NBA is, look at all this movement and this player empowerment. The player empowerment thing, I think, is really good. I also think that there are some things that need to be changed. And I think this next collective bargaining agreement is going to change some of that. I think you saw with the you're not eligible for an award if you don't play, 65 games out of the season. There's going to be some pushback from the owners on this. And Adam Silver has been, I think, for the most part, a player's commissioner, right? Like, he's been kind of a player's commissioner. I don't want him to turn into Roger Goodell, but there needs to be more structure. When it comes to radio shows, I talk about this all the time. I believe in chaos inside of a structure. And that's where the NBA needs to get back to. They have allowed the chaos to go outside the structure. And everyone's kind of like, I don't like this. Everyone. You don't like it. I don't like it. People who cover the league don't like it. Players don't like it. TV partners, I imagine, don't like it. That it seems like, even though it's not really, but it seems like there's a decline. So why don't we all get back together and get back inside the structure? Think about the things that are important. Think about the reason why people, here's what they got right, okay? Here's one of the things they got right this weekend. The talk of the 2000 slam dunk contest, because for anyone who loves basketball, that stays fresh in our head. By the way, here's what they got wrong about that. They spent all the time talking about Vince, which obviously we've been doing for 25 years because he was so incredible in that dunk contest. But that dunk contest itself was amazing. T-Mac and Steve Francis, like, that's what got me a little. I'm sitting there on the couch going, yeah, I'm here for Vince. I'm here for half man, half amazing, Vinsanity, and all of that. But go watch the YouTube of the actual 2000 dunk contest. It wasn't just Vince. Vince had to do otherworldly shit in the dunk contest because it was so amazing. But that's what I mean. It's like, oh, well, here's the star moment. We're just going to focus on this. And then they put Vince out there to narrate, and it's not his greatest skill. I actually think that his greatest skill was on display inside the dunk contest, where he's like, this is why this isn't going to work. This is why he should have chosen a different ball. This is why this guy shouldn't have done this dunk. But having him out there, I would have preferred that you had a professional in that space. That's the moment where you go and get Common. Or if you got big enough money, and the NBA sure does, that's where you go get Denzel. Like, you want to do, like, star shit? Like, go do it. Anyway, I just had these thoughts, and I thought I would share. Strangely enough, I thought this would be a much shorter episode than it turned out to be. But clearly, I've been passionate about this and needed an outlet for it. And that's why House of L exists. Thank you for all the support. It is appreciated whether you are watching on YouTube or if you're on Spotify or Apple. Thanks so much. We'll have some more content as the weekend rolls on. I'm going to do an episode on the Four Nations final, I imagine. I also went and saw Captain America Brave New World. So I'm going to do an episode of that as well. So I will talk to you, all right, next time. Folks be out there partying and forget about the thing. Chaos inside a structure. Talk to you next time. All right. Peace.